I fight with myself over this so many times every day, where I'm like, I could be writing so much better if I was there. I could be gathering women's stories. I could be running a print journal for women, a magazine for women, using the stories that they contribute to the blog. And I want to do all that. And I, even if I don't have the money for it, I'm happy to do fundraising for it and get it done. But I don't think I should be a sacrificial lamb. Afghanistan, Afghan women have been killed for so many different reasons. We have been sacrificial lambs for the socialist Soviet movement in the country. We have been sacrificial lambs for the Taliban's Islamist movement, for ISIS, for generation after generation of politicians have profited off of our bodies, off of our dead bodies. And I don't want to be another dead body. We don't own the public space at home in our physical spaces. So Facebook and social media becomes a public space we can own without endangering our physical safety if we use precautions. Because I've been able to create a safe space for women to come and write their views, knowing that I won't call them an infidel and kick them out or run a smear campaign or anything like that, while the vast majority of internet platforms will do to them in Afghanistan. My priority, I'm not talking to men. My priority is to talk to women, to create these systems of support, to create a means of advocacy, and to raise the awareness of women as well about their own issues, because we haven't had a chance to do that yet. And self-realization and getting over our inferiority complex, all of this needs some interconnection. That's what I'm trying to do. Literally, I think if women have the power to speak up their voices and realize their own power, we don't need to beg for our rights from men.